Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day. If you do not know me, I don't know why. No, I'm just kidding. my name is Karen Morrison, and I love Jesus. I am an unashamed daughter of the King who loves his word, and it changes me. I am not where I will be. I am not where I was. I am in motion to becoming who he says that I am. And this morning, I want to celebrate with the moms. All of you, hello in the balcony. I want to celebrate with everyone here. The word mom can look very different to a lot of people. It can have a different meaning. But if you were born from a mom, can you raise your hand? Okay, just a second. Okay, so good, good. That okay, we all know the context then. Okay, so today's Mother's Day message is simply worthy of honor. Worthy of honor. So before we get started, let us pray. Will you stretch your hands this way and pray? Lord, I thank you that on this day, dedicated to honoring mothers, biological mothers, spiritual mothers, all the things, God, we're grateful for those who nurture us, who love us, give us strength and guidance, shaping our lives to honor your word. For those, God, who may be having a difficult time today, we say, God, that you will be their rock, be their fortress, provide them with your protection and your provision. Let your presence be a comforting reminder that they are not alone on their journey, but let them know in their heart, God, the value and worth they have in your eyes. And Lord, I thank you that you are moving, that you are changing us, God, that we realize that our relationship with you is one day at a time. And may we give you honor and glory in everything that we do, in everything that we say, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. My God, my rock, my redeemer. If you agree with that, say amen. Amen. It is my joy and my privilege to be able to speak to you this morning. And I'll probably have some stories. And those of you who come to the ladies' night of worship, this is going to be the abbreviated version because when I was writing it, I had to cut it in half because I wanted to say twice as much. But this is the condensed version for you. So I want to start with a scripture. Exodus 20 and verse 12, and it says this: honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. There is wisdom in honoring your father and mother, and the word honor simply means a deep admiration, a high respect, an adherence to what is right. When we recognize the incredible role that our moms have had in shaping every aspect of our life, it just draws us to Proverbs 31:31, which simply says, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. When we show honor to our father and our mother, the scripture tells us it's twofold. One, the scripture says do it. And as we've said before, obedience is not a buffet. You can't choose which you're going to take and which you're going to refuse. The word simply says honor your father and mother. But the word also says for you that when you do it, you will live long in the land. And so what I want to say is, in my life, watching my mom, when I was growing up, my mom would go through seasons. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I know she's watching online. So in my mom's life, she would go through seasons. And some of you may be able to relate with this. When I have an older brother and a younger sister, and yes, I'm the middle. And so when we were growing up, my mom would wrestle with spending time with us and raising us and pouring into us. And we would have seasons where we would get off the school bus and we would come home and she would have snacks on the counter and on the little counter in the living room, and she would be sitting in her rocker and she would have a Bible stories. So there was this series of Bible stories that looked like encyclopedias, for those of you who know what I'm talking about. They're blue. I don't remember what they're called. And she would have them, and she would have it out. And we would come home, and she would say, okay, before we get started with anything else, let's talk about the Lord. And we would read those stories, and she would have Karen Wheaton on the record player. Oh, y'all remember the record players and all the things? And then she would spend time with us like that. And we would go through seasons like that. And then she would start to feel conflicted because she also wanted to help provide. So the next season, she would swing and she would go to work. And she would work so hard and she would work long hours and she would wrestle with these things to help out in the family. And then she would feel guilty and she would come back home. And then she would do it again, and she would go back to work, wrestling with, how do I do this best? Now today, everybody's at work. And now the balance is, how do we do both at the same time? Being intentional with your life, being intentional with your everyday. When we look and see how things have changed, we have to stick with the word that says, honor her for all her hands have done. Let her works bring praise at the city gate, because those little things that you do matter, and they stick, and they linger. And in that, we can see four characteristics. We're going to talk about four characteristics of a mom. So the first characteristic we're going to talk about in a mom is that a mom gives us the gift of life. Now, we already raised our hands, so I know all of you are thankful for your mom who birthed you. That was a great blessing. But motherhood is much more than just grocery lists and school projects and other things like that, as you know. So we have to appreciate all of the sacrifices that were demonstrated as she nurtured you throughout your life. And you as a mom, how you would nurture your children or those around you. She gives us the gift of life. And the scripture for that is Psalms 139, 13, and 14, which simply says, you formed me, you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows well. I am also excited that my baby is having a baby. And so I know, yay! Hi, Emily. Hi, Tucker. So I want to say that the Lord has, even from the time you were conceived, known exactly who you are. As he stitched you together and crafted you, he knew the intricacies within your life and the things that you are who you are. And Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. The world is not changing. That's why we need salvation. So we have to take advantage of every opportunity. And the way that we do that, the word gives us life. It shows us who we are. When we get into the word is a reflection of who Jesus is inside of us. It is a living, breathing word. And through that, we can see that Jesus is our commonality, and he is keeping us and helping us to sustain that life that we live. Now, I know that at certain times, my mom would have mom-isms. Are y'all familiar with mom-isms? So, like, for example, if you're too full to finish dinner, then you're too full for, right, those little things of wisdom that help keep you healthy, right? Eat your vegetables because they're, yes, all the things. The mom's wisdom that comes through that also helps us to sustain life. It matters who you hang around because you become who you hang around, right? So all of these things are important, and they're the wisdom that comes from a mom who's trying to monitor and guard and protect the life that we have. So, and another one that I loved was, if you can stay out all night, then you can also, right, get up and go to church because you have that ability. So you got to love mom-isms. But the second characteristic, we know that mom gives us life, not only in the natural way, but also through her life. She's speaking those words over us and providing that life to us. But also a mom gives us love. Unconditional love. And God is love. So when moms give us love, she's giving us a piece of God. Psalms 18:35 says, "Your right hand upholds me and your gentleness makes me great." Her love is unmatched. It demonstrates selflessness, strength, resilience in time of joy and adversity. And there were so many scriptures when I was reading this that just kept coming to mind when I was thinking about unconditional love and the unconditional love that we have for our children and the unconditional love that I've experienced. I'm glad that my mom loved me when I was doing great, and when I was not doing great, she would correct me and put me back on the path. But Proverbs 31:28-29 says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all." The word continues to say in 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin." John 15:12 says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Love is a beautiful thing because God is love. And it's a characteristic that we have when we are in the Word, when we are praying, when we are searching in our heart, and we are living a life that honors Him. We can't help but to share that love with other people. And through knowing the Word, we come to our third characteristic, which is wisdom. A mom always guides us with light and wisdom. Proverbs 1:8-9 says, "My child, listen when your father corrects you, and don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck." And there's wisdom in that. And my parents, even though I've been married for 30 years this summer, and we have two children, my mom is very quick to say, "Let me tell you something. I was praying, and this is what the Lord has said for me to share with you." And it has, to this day, still been such a blessing in my life. She called me this morning before I even came, and she prayed over me over the phone because she couldn't be here. And it's just such a special thing. Little things like that mean so much. And Proverbs 31:26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. The faithful guidance given to us in every step of our lives by words and examples show us how God uses people to shape our values, our character, and our faith. And there's no love like true wisdom. And Santana, when you said that in the video, I had not seen the video. And so when you said that, it struck me because I also had Proverbs 31, 25, and 26 on here that said she's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And sometimes we know that whenever we are living life, sometimes you don't want to laugh at the days to come. You cry a little. Sometimes your emotions are you get a little angry sometimes and you have to repent because sometimes days are hard. Sometimes days are so good. But when you rest in the Lord, you can laugh at the days to come because you know that God has you in the palm of his hand. And even if you're riding a train that's going in the right direction and the Lord says, okay, hop off here. And you're like, wait a minute, the destination's up there. And the Lord says, no, 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 hop off here. It's okay. I've got you. Sometimes things just don't make sense. But you can laugh at the days to come when you know where your faith lies. When you know where your trust and your hope lies, it doesn't matter. And the word continues to say, she speaks wisdom and faithfulness, instruction is on her tongue because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So if you ever need a gauge of where your heart is, listen to the things that you're saying. Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is speaking. 1 Peter 3, 10 and 11 says, whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. A momism my mom would always say, you probably know this one, if you don't have anything good to say, man, has that stuck and been so valuable. If you don't have anything good to say, just don't say anything at all. But she would also follow that up with prayer, and I heard somebody say that this week, prayer can go places where you can't. So if you have nothing good to say and you don't say anything, you can pray and speak life over any situation, and that prayer will go through into places where you cannot, and God will stand and intervene on your behalf. The last characteristic, we've talked about moms give us life, moms give us love, they give us wisdom, and the last one is honor. Mom, she is worthy of our gratitude and honor. And it can't be a once in a while kind of thing. This whole Mother's Day, which is like a one day a week, I've seen the plaque where it was originated in Philadelphia. But it can't just be a one-day celebration. This is something that we think of every single day, a commitment to honor and cherish her for a lifetime. So we have to find ways to show gratitude and respect, not just on Mother's Day, but every single day. And Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, again, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that all may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. This is a legacy and a heritage. This is a long-lasting impact. The way that you live, the way that your family lived prior to you, things that have been passed down, when you're in the Word, what a legacy and heritage to say, she loved the Lord with all of her heart. She leaned in and listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit who would guide her and give her the right things to say. And if she had nothing good to say, she didn't speak. So you needed to wait a minute and listen because only the things that come out of her mouth were wisdom and life. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Today, this day, the Lord gave us this day, every day. That's why in the beginning, we just have to declare the Word wants us to live, Jesus wants us to live fully, fully present, one day at a time. And the Word says tomorrow will take care of itself, that we don't have to worry about what to wear, what to eat. We don't have to worry about tomorrow, because when our trust is in Him, He will take care of everything else. So, with that, worthy of honor, we want to celebrate our moms and celebrate the life that we live to honor God in a way that gives life, shows unconditional love, that guides others with light and wisdom, so that others will be able to say of you, "Man, she's worthy of gratitude and honor because she put Jesus first in every aspect of her life. And even though she may or may not have been my mom, she loved me enough to guide me, to correct me, to provide instruction, to give me those momisms that will save me from making mistakes and errors, and to show me the way." So this morning, we just want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. And I hope that this has been an encouragement to you, and that it is a blessing, and that your day spent with your family will be a wonderful, wonderful time together. And I have this book. You guys know this book? Love You Forever? Okay, yes, I hear this. This is something that I would read to my kids. Love You Forever. And it's a story of unconditional love. That throughout the nurturing ages of childhood, of children growing up, of doing crazy things, they would still, no matter what they did, experience unconditional love. And the mom, even though it is a little book, I think every mom has that heart that says, "If you need me to, I would do this." But there was a chorus that she would sing, and she would simply say, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be." Amen. Would you please stand all over the house?
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin here, and I am so excited that you came to worship with us today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and your week just to join us as a family. I hope that something in this service has impacted you. If you're new here, there's a little QR code on the side. If you'll just click on that or scan that with your cell phone, we would love to connect with you. If you have any kind of prayer request, there's a section there for you as well to leave your comments or anything that you may need for us this week. We're going to gather together probably tomorrow, take all those cards, and we'll pray over them. Again, we're so excited that you were here and that you worship with us. Hope you have a great week.